Ta-ta. I've got to go and meet the cheese. The big cheese is coming.
The big cheese.
Yeah, that's a central theme in my life or in my consciousness, this idea of big cheese syndrome that people have, you know. I meet people left and right, just people I encounter, and they think that they're big cheeses, you know. You ever? All right.
Hi, Bill Parmesan here. Frank Romano, nice to meet you.
I mean, the Green Bay Packer thing is just, you know, a cartoonish kind of caricature of this whole thing that is actually, in my view, a serious condition of the human race. You know, big cheese syndrome, you know?
Very serious about it. In fact, I want to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Floyd Gouda. Big, yeah. Round head. You can see lines that have been left from some twine device that it used to tighten up on his skull as a kid because they didn't have extension cords like we do now to tie up children.
Right.
Plus,
right.
Of course, you want him to go to work. I thought if you heated it up, it would become a lot less, you know, sharp. It wouldn't be as sharp. Just because it's big cheese, it doesn't mean it's sharp.
Hey, Jimmy, come over to my house Thursday. My dad's bringing home 4 gallons of goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
I'd like to smear it on our, let's say, less...
Area.
Yes, they are private. And we'd like to share them with cheese.
The cheese.
It's gotta be smooth cheese.
Smooth cheese.
No bumps or holes.
Yeah.
We'll make our own holes, he said. We don't need those.
Who wants a pre-button hole?
Or many holes?
Multiple holes.
Multiple holes. Stereo holes.
Quadraphonic holes.
Multifaceted holes.
A veritable cubaplex of holes.
Dark holes.
Light holes.
We don't want the black holes, we want the white holes.
White holes.
Big and round and shiny holes.
Very shiny white holes.
Even now, he can't keep his hand from that smooth, shiny hole. It beckons him further, calling him, now, now is your chance.
Now it's your chance.
Now it's your chance. Ta-ta, he said.
Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now.
That's a beautiful subject.
All kinds of cheese. I guess I was about 10 or 11 years old when I began to realize that there are all kinds of cheese in this world.
You mean there's more than those yellow sticks at the school? That's right. There's more than yellow sticks at the school.
There are little cheeses, big cheeses, smelly cheeses, Jesus cheeses, and cheeses eager to please, and sleazy cheeses, and measly cheeses, and cheeses for every occasion.
When I was good, my mom would let me go down to where the nuns stayed out, our mother of embarrassing gratitude, and they had some really nice cheese dips too, and rulers, lots of rulers.
Question is, how do you tell the difference between all of these cheeses?
It's very hard to tell.
Sometimes you can tell by the wrapping.
Sometimes you can tell by how big it is.
Big cheese.
Sometimes you can tell by the smell.
Stinky cheese.
It's very sharp cheese if it smells different.
When someone walks up to you in a mink coat and mascara, you know you're dealing with a brand of cheese that's bound to test the limits of your patience, because that cheese will always require high maintenance. It's a high maintenance relationship.
And she was beautiful in her mink coat. Her name was Brie, and I thought to myself, Brie, what a cheesy name that is.
And if it's such a high maintenance relationship for sure, are you sure that you want to commit? Do you have the resources to keep a flame like that burning? Those kinds of cheeses need Cadillacs and Jaguars and regular trips to Cancun and Vegas to keep the flame burning.
They all sound the same when you first start, but it comes down to that one thing. It is a cheese. And I said to my dad, geez, I promised to take care of it. But he goes, it's not like the puppy, because I still have to take the puppy off and clean up its cheesy mess in the yard. It's a good puppy, but I never did take care of it, and it does take a lot. And I said to myself, I knew I would work hard, but the day was so sunny, and I wanted to get my bike and go down. down and buy myself a hamster and name him Gus.
Hello, Gus.
Gus. He was an albino, white pinky eyes. He lived almost 4.5 years, which is over 2 times what they should live. But I didn't take care of him after a while either. I never fed him his cheese.
So you see, it all depends on what type of cheese you are in this world. Take a small bite of yourself now and then to discover that. You know, get in touch with your cheesy side.
Self-nibbling is not a particularly difficult thing to do. You just have to learn a few stretching techniques if you can't get the back bend. And if you have to start lower at, you know, the knee or work down to the foot, it can be very satisfying. Just go slow at first and check with your doctor. A quarter and a note from your mom is all you need.
For cheese. You can also do things, Lyle, like sniff the air around your bed or the laundry pile nearby.
Is that my sneaker or is mom making sandwiches? They're awful good. It's a flight of the Limburger. It was made completely out of cheese. Howard Hughes wanted to make a wooden one, but it didn't work either.
Stare at the mirror for 5 minutes. Just before you reach the point of passing out in a nauseous heap, you'll recognize the vital signs, I should say, of your basic cheese type.
It's very easy to do. You have to lean back and imagine yourself hanging down by the rafters. You can see the texture, the smoothness. If you're Parmesan, you will begin to feel crusty after a few moments. If you feel yourself a bit of the port wine, blotches will appear on your face almost immediately. And again, always keep control. Remember, when you're all done, you don't have to be little. You can be big. Much bigger. A big cheese.
And if you are just a hunky cracker, you go well with cheese of any kind.
Hey, what would you do? That's my cheese. Hey, that's not your cheese. That's not your cheese. Bring that back here. That's not your cheese.
And if you are just a hunky cracker,
he gives me a piece of canapes. I said I didn't want them, so I gave you some canapes. I said I wanted a canapes. He gives me a Ritz cracker with a piece of cheese on it.
I said, hey, where's my canapes? Canapes.
And so, if you have a certain attitude, your head starts to swell. Your head gets bigger, bigger and bigger, too big for your pillow, too big for your bed. And you may have big cheese syndrome.
Big cheese syndrome. At first, I just felt, you know, kind of tired. And then I realized that all I was thinking about was, I'm going to be bigger, and I'm going to have all the cheese I want. Many, many different kinds of cheeses. And I imagined myself growing taller and larger. I began to swell. I grew out of the building. And all because of that one dream, I felt like I was going to be big cheese.
And if you came out of your mother's womb in full uniform, with military polish and spit, like a man celebrating his wedding in front of invited guests, the guest went away and then he let his beard grow and he stopped bathing regularly and all kinds of cheese started growing and emerging from the dark corners of his life.
And everybody looked at the old man and said, hey, you know, don't you remember the old story? If God wanted you to smell like cheese, you've been born like that. So he got up and walked away. I hadn't seen him since then. When I first met him, he was only 6 inches taller than me. Ta-ta.
And so, no amount of thinking about this cheese syndrome and no amount of going to church would fix him up good. So you ended up with a pile of dirty dishes in the house and lots of microbes all over the place and sweaters full of holes.
Oh, my old man, he used to come down from the hills and they're so poor, they didn't even have feet. They couldn't even walk to school. And all the moms would come down and they'd have to collect them, and that's how they're gonna have Christmas supper. You had to collect up the cheese moth, put them in a bag. First you gotta rinse them off and soak them in grits for an hour first. Get the poison out of them. If it leaches in too deep, it's awful bitter. Too much to eat there. Plus, of course, you can squish tubers on it. Oh, ta-ta.
And if by chance you become successful, if you become successful in life, you run the risk of, you know, acquiring more and more sense of this big cheeseness thing, this
big cheeses.
It's sort of the old itching causes scratching commercial. You see the cheese wheel on one side and you're on the other. And you're getting successful and you're getting bigger and the cheese wheel is getting bigger. One begets the other ones. I am the wellspring from which you have forthcome. Burn upheaval from hell.
And if you become popular in the big city social inner circles,
very nice to see you again. Is this your wife? She's beautiful. And your children. Oh, I didn't know you had a pet salamander.
Trophy wife, trophy children.
I never wanted to tell her it was really a Komodo dragon, not a big salamander, but talk about a gaff.
Trophy wife, trophy children.
Beautiful, almost shiny. I said, is that what a new kid looks like?
You can't polish a cheese, and you can't polish a turd, and you can't polish a cheese lock.
All you end up with is an ugly looking Kleenex.
How can we sell them?
Trophy wife, trophy children.
Trophy wife, trophy children.
Trophy life. I said ta-ta for now.
I think we're finding ourselves a theme here. Trophy wife, trophy children.
The trophy wife and the trophy children.
Penthouse apartment, city view, Central Park.
Everything's beautiful from here. In fact, you can even get the free service that takes you and your children down to the pool at 4th Avenue each and every day. Complete curbside service. You don't have to wait for anything anymore. It's all here.
I hear there are workers who work for cheese.
Trophy wife, trophy life, trophy help children.
Trophy
home.
Trophy everything.
It's a brand new car. It even has that new car smell. But the house, it had the new house smell. How could this be possible? They said that there were subterranean waters that mimicked the depositing of negative ions. And that there was a tranquil state that just sort of came with the house. The walls, the paintings, everything was built in. There weren't even buttons. How do you get the doors open? Think. That's all I had to do.
Trophy wife, trophy children.
You were beautiful.
Trophy children.
It's not like Bolden anymore. Different people. They're just different. That's all. I never really liked them.
Trophy Boy Scouts, Trophy Children.
Trophies.
Did you buy him a knife? He needs a knife. Get the one with the big B on it.
Spit.
It's a nice knife. Locking blade.
Trophy Wife, Trophy Children.
Trophy Wife, Trophy Children.
You wind up jealous and contemptuous of other people's happiness.
I wish I had that knife. It was really nice, so I decided to steal it. That's what I was gonna do. All night I thought about how I was going to steal the knife. I should have it. I should have my own trophy. It should be mine. And stealing it would make it even better. But then I knew it wasn't a good idea. Why be a pig? Why be a pig and take something else?
Trophy knife.
I just thought it was big cheese all the time.
Do you envy other people's success?
Some people envy mine. I do envy it. I thought about it at first, and I says, well, he's not really that much better looking. Just because I smile crooked, I can have surgery. Corrective devices could be attached to my teeth to make me smile even different. I bet I could even sing like, what's her name? The girl that rhymes with the mustard. Yeah, her. She's awful smooth, but you always see the picture of her from the front because her nose is so big she could fall in a mud puddle and wouldn't even get her lips wet. No, I couldn't have that. Maybe I should have had that. Yes, I was jealous. What else can I say? What's wrong with being jealous? Isn't this freedom? I should have my own freedom to be jealous whenever I want. Why, are you jealous of that? Aha! Caught you there. Diesel.
Do you harbor certain insidious little resentments in the folds of your overcoat and the crevices of your furniture?
At first I thought it was, but it was actually an avocado that my mother had bought me, and she fell asleep while smoking a cigarette and slid down behind the back couch of the closet. And there it is. The dog found it, all mummified. I wanted to take it and shellac it and use it as a Christmas ornament.
But I did feel bad. I did feel like there was something different. I wasn't as big as I was before.
Have you acquired the sufficient skills to cast out your hidden demons?
I didn't believe at first, and then I said to him, save your servant that had saved you so well. It was the first passage from an exorcism. But no, if I believe in them, I gotta believe in the other one. But if I don't believe in him, how can I believe in him? So where are my tools? Where am I going? Where's my motivation? Where am I gonna find some cheese?
Is cheese your motivation? Big cheese. Is cheese your motivation?
Cheese is good.
Big cheese.
Why, don't you like cheese? I thought everyone liked it. Cheese is good. Cheese is fine. I want cheese all the time. Cheese is good. Cheese is fine. I want my cheese. It's all mine. Big, big, big cheese. Sharp, small, double, right, fine.
Trophy wife, trophy children.
Would you like some chiclet-shaped cheese? Don't chew more than two at once. And I said, wow, what a trophy wife. What trophy children.
To get a wife like that. Ha! Look at his kids! Beautiful kids. Shiny, new-looking kids.
All the heroes of the world are very happy. All the handsome heroes of our world are very satisfied. The actresses are wearing their evening gowns on the canal and the boulevard. The producers and the politicians are smiling over their lobster dinners. And the athlete celebrities look so sharp in their handmade suits. Trophy wife, trophy children.
It was a cold day. My brother dipped off in him. We came down. The smell of lemon and hot butter wafted through the air. As I looked off across the line, I could see the canal. All sitting there enjoying themselves so fat, so fine. They were happy. I was jealous.
Me and my trophy wife lying in bed there in our trailer watching all these celebrities on TV. We tried to pretend that the awards they're receiving tonight really belong to us.
They had the disc that could get all the channels. The reception was very good. My brother had the bigger one, disc that is, until it slipped.
A slipped disc?
He had a slipped disc.
Tonight all the stars are shining on me and my trophy wife. We feel that we have won the biggest prize of all, each other.
That's so nice.
Ta-ta.
We don't envy those actors and actresses in their evening gowns glittering there on the canal and the boulevard, their trophy wives and trophy children.
Loser. You brought her, you loser. You brought her, you loser.
Never saw anybody dunk for French fries while they were still being fried. Should have seen her face, my God.
Sometimes my wife and I be lying there in our trailer late at night watching that movie, and we start thinking that maybe that Pierce Brosnan there is looking at us.
Show up.
Hide it with some of those kitchen napkins, yeah. Make sure it's nice and sharp on the bottom. I don't want the same thing to happen to me. Remember that Steve McQueen movie? That was a fast car. I think he got the trophy at the end, didn't he?
Well, Steve McQueen was a queer. He died of that queer disease, I think.
Yeah, jumping around like he's a goddamn rope ranger. Yes, a rope ranger. Nothing worse than that. Buggery and all. Sodomite. Nothing more than a sodomite.
take the trophy for sodomism. At first, I didn't know there was anything wrong, and then I saw the banding tool in his left hand. The signaled clasps were taped across his forehead, and I go, well, this is gonna take some thinking to get out of here. So I pretended that I was the guy. I was the big cheese, and he really worked for me and didn't know it, and it worked. And as I walked out the door, I said, ta-ta.
And when my wife and I, we get to thinking that Pierce Brosnan there is looking at us from the TV, you know, we start thinking that we really are big cheeses unto ourselves, right there in our own little trailer park. It gives me a sense of accomplishment, you know?
Not everybody can have a 24 wide. Not everybody.
See this here English guy giving us the eye?
He looks like one of those
European bent wrist.
I even woke up my son to bring him over to the TV and have him share the experience with us, because he's a trophy child, my son. He's a trophy child.
He takes them all.
He's such a good-looking boy,
except for that handkerchief stuffed into his wrist.
One time I caught him in the supermarket holding on to Pierce Brosnan's finger.
He didn't know it was his finger at first, but...
Of course, Pierce wasn't there. The rest of Pierce wasn't there. Just the finger was there.
He imagined a huge, huge cow. A beautiful bovine, and that was its udder that he actually had. And he was going to swing back and forth, and whipped cream was going to fill the aisles. Everyone would be smiling. Happiness would be flowing from the dairy section right home to your trophy house.
It turned out, Lyle, that it was really just one of those Jewish hot dogs is what it was.
A Zellwig. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're big and fat, turgid little buggers.
Natural. Natural casing.
Now, my trophy wife is a little on the heavy side, I admit that. But I'm no skinny marink myself. I work hard in the coal mine, and when I come out, I like to eat.
I'm in a giant village down there. He got so dang hungry working his ore, he ate the canary all the way up there. We didn't even know he didn't have a canary. And there he was with a little bitty feather sticking out of his nose. He ate it straight, didn't put nothing on it. He was a man. He was a big cheese down there.
My wife just packed me up a canary and cheese sandwich, and off I go.
That's good sandwich.